In terms of numbers, EnercoAP has small ambitions, but it's out to change the world.
At this moment, we have 26,000 customers.
France has 35 million electricity customers. EnercoAP hopes to reach 150,000 of them in 5 years.
It's nothing. It's less than 1%.
But CEO Emmanuel Soulias says that's not the point.
We think we can contribute to a change of mindset with regard to the way we think energy in France.
Founded 10 years ago, the company finds suppliers of renewable energy, hydropower plants, wind farms, people with solar panels on their homes, and buys the amount its clients use, injecting it into the national grid. The vast majority of French electricity comes from its 58 nuclear reactors. For decades, France has invested heavily in nuclear energy. While it can be argued that nuclear is an emissions-free source of electricity, environmentalists point to its other problems, notably transporting and stocking the nuclear waste. But Emmanuel Soulias says nuclear energy also imposes a specific business approach.
Nuclear technology is part of an approach of energy in France, which is mainly centralized because it's huge and it has to be managed this way.
By buying renewable energy from producers around the country, EnercoAP decentralizes its sources. And it is set up as a cooperative, so clients are stakeholders. Clients like Antoine, who signed up for EnercoAP 2 months ago, as soon as he learned about it.
I no longer want to subsidize nuclear plants in Flamanville and so on. I think it's complete rubbish.
EnercoAP electricity is more expensive than standard electricity from EDF, the French electric company. These days it's about 15% more, but Antoine says that that's fine with him.
I can afford to pay a bit more, and I want to support project of renewable energy. They say that if you want to change the world, you shouldn't wait for the government because it will be too long. As an individual, you're too small, and so the collaborative system are a good response to imagine a new way of living.
Antoine lives and works in Lille in the Nord-Pas-de-Calais region of northern France, which was a major coal mining region through the 1980s.
Most of people are not interested in renewable energy. The priority is employment in this area of France.
Guillaume Jourdain is the director of the region's EnercoAP branch, a former Greenpeace activist. He started the cooperative in 2010, 5 years after EnercoAP was founded. Today, the cooperative works with 5 renewable electricity producers in the region and recently signed up its 1,000th customer. Jourdain says that people are slowly being convinced. These days, finding customers is less difficult than finding providers.
In this area of France, we have a great potential with wind energy, but it is very long to create new wind installations.
Wind installations, wind turbines, require a lot of upfront investment, and there are still many regulations on renewable energy in France. That's something that EnercoAP is working to change. One of the 5 EnercoAP producers in the north is Losangoël, a suburb of Lens, some 25 kilometers southwest of Lille. The town replaced its church roof with solar panels.
So this is the church with the panels.
It's quite beautiful, in fact.
Is it very different than what was before?
No. Before it was just black like that.
Thibault Gaissance is the Losangoël city manager. The city manages the church, St. Vast. When it came time to replace the roof a few years ago, an economic study showed that installing a photovoltaic roof would pay for itself. A counter on the front of the church shows how many kilowatt hours it's producing. That, says Gaissance, is what residents complain about.
When people get married, they want to make a photo in front of the church and they say, oh, it's too ugly, change it, please. I say, oh.
He gets it. It's not the most attractive feature on the church. The town could have sold the electricity to EDF, which would have offered more money, but they decided to go with EnercoAP.
The extra money lets us the choice in helping a new operator that deal with sustainable energy or to deal with a historic operator that has a nuclear plant. So it's a political decision.
And the political choice was clear. The 7,000-person town has been run by Mayor Jean-François Caron since 2001. A member of the Green Party, he and his administration have encouraged initiatives in town to turn it into a showcase of sustainability. In fact, an international delegation led by French President François Hollande is expected to visit the town during the UN climate conference in December. The fact that Losangoël has become a green leader is something of a paradox. From the first floor of the city hall, you can see one of 2 massive slag heaps. At 146 meters high, one is the tallest in Europe. Slag heaps are the rubble that are pulled out of the coal mines. During the peak of the industry here, there were 8 in town and 9 mines.
We are living with a post-industrial heritage. And this has some consequences.
Besides the environmental impacts, there's also the economic impact of shutting down such a massive industry. The region lost 200,000 coal mining jobs since the late 1980s. Unemployment in Los Angeles is 17% today. Gaetan says that to rebuild anything here, you have to really contend with the social impact of the mines.
Everything belonged to the coal mine, the house, the gardens, holidays, from cradle to grave. Only the grave belongs to the city. And when this system stopped, the people they don't know what to do. Before, when you got the system of the coal mines, you got one engineer, he says, and you do. And if you don't do, you can die. And right now, the system has changed.
The system has changed. No longer is there a paternalistic mining company deciding everything. But people had to be encouraged to make their own decisions. Gaetan says this started with fully embracing the mining heritage.
The temptation of some of the elites of this place, they said, okay, now the coal mine is finished. We want to be normal, so we destroy everything. But we are different. And the people of Los Angeles say, no, 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 we have to keep our own history. If we want to look in sustainability, the future, you have to have a look of what happened in the past.
UNESCO named the Northern French Mining Basin a World Heritage Site in 2012. Gaetan says this confirmed people's pride in their city and themselves, and has translated into support for building new projects. The city has encouraged several initiatives, a 15-kilometer-long greenway, the construction of green social housing units. The former coal mining infrastructure itself has been transformed into a center of green innovation.
The coal mines are located at a place called Base 1119. It's the name of the pits, number 11, number 19. When you go there, you have in face of your eyes the old system and the new system.
A metal coal tower looms over brick buildings at the site, 3 kilometers from City Hall. This is where 2,000 people used to go down into the mines each day. Today, the buildings house several businesses focused on sustainability, a theater, a business incubator. Not far away is a photovoltaic testing center.
In this place, you have people coming there and saying, okay, this is our depth in carbon, the 2 slags, and now we will show what is the future.
It's one thing to have pride, though, and a willingness to make change. But when it comes to citizens and consumers, a driving factor is money. Back to Enercoop, the renewable energy provider, Fanny decided to switch about a year ago. She found out about it a while ago, but didn't switch right away because she couldn't afford paying more for her electricity.
I've made the accounts.
Sitting in her one-bedroom apartment in the center of Lille, she goes through her bills.
I've spent 750 euros for the last year. It's probably 150 euros more than a year that I used to be with EDF.
She decided to switch after thinking about it for a year and a half.
It was when the government announced an increase on the prices, and I said, well, where are we going? So I said, well, let's go into it. It's more expensive at the beginning, but I won't have those increases. And probably in 5 years, 10 years, I don't know, it will be the same.
That's very likely. EDF has long been pushing increasing the price of electricity. The government has resisted major price hikes. Ultimately, the cost is expected to go up. Enercoop CEO Emmanuel Soulia says that when that happens, renewable energy will be well positioned. 10 years ago, when Enercoop was founded, its electricity cost 35% above the market. Today, it's 16% higher. But the price itself has not gone up.
Our price has never changed, but the price of EDF has always been growing. So we think at one stage the curves will cross and the price of green electricity will be lower than the price of classical standard electricity.
And when everyone comes looking for cheaper renewable energy, Fanny is happy she will have secured her spot early on.
So when it's going to be cheaper, it's going to be first come, first serve.
This is not such a far-fetched idea. The French Environment and Energy Management Agency, ADEME, published a report recently saying that France has the capacity to get to 100% renewable energy by the year 2050. Emmanuel Soulia says that's possible, but he questions the political will to get there.
The technology is ready, it's cost effective. Now it's just a question of ambition and political choice. In the same way that many years before, France decided to invest massively in the nuclear technology. So it costed a lot to French citizens. If we invest in the research and development of renewable, I think we can find the solution. It's not a technical question, it's a political question.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Lille.